路加福音十七章二十七节。
Yes, I'll just read through that again.
路加福音十七章二十六节说，诺亚的日子怎样，人子的日子也要怎样。
And so you see that this looks like a fairly normal scene going on.
所以他其实在就在讲说，反正整个社会社区的状况都是很正常的。
But the problem is that God will bring judgment upon people not because of what they're doing, but what they're thinking. Because you've got to remember what people do comes from their mental attitude.
而上帝要来审判我们，其实不是从我们做什么来审判，是从我们在想什么，是从思考造成的我们的一个态度问题。
Because a lot of people are thinking one thing, but they do something else.
因为很多人呢，他想的跟他做的是完全不一样的。
That's what we call being a hypocrite.
伪装者，就是这称之为一种虚伪的状态。
Okay, and the classic example from scripture, of course, is the Pharisees who always dressed up in these holy clothes and saying holy things and saying how much they love God, but they were the sons of the devil.
而像就像法利赛人一样，他们呢穿得非常的神圣，说的也还是一口神圣的话，但是实际上他们心里想的却是非常的邪恶，所以他们是其实是邪恶那一族的。
That's why we see back in Genesis chapter 6 verse 5, the writer of that verse was stressing that in their minds, their thinking was constantly evil.
所以在创世纪六章五节里面就讲说，这些人他们其实是所有的思维都是邪恶的。
You know, that rejected God, that rejected truth.
他们呢拒绝了神，也拒绝了真理。
And then they sucked in the lie, which was the satanic propaganda or the satanic strategy.
然后呢，他们脑子被塞满的呢，却是撒旦的诡计，撒旦的计划。
And that brings us to what we call a cosmic system.
这就是我们所说的属世的系统。
So what I'll do, I'll go back to the slideshow that we were doing the other day.
现在回来看一下，复习一下属世的系统。
And we started the study on Sunday, so that will be the lesson numbers, I think 65, 66, 67.
这个呢，这有关这一部分的 PPT， 我们在礼拜天的时候讲哈、哦。那如果要复习的话，请你们回去看课程的录音的65到67。
This study was actually one we did out of an earlier study about Christian suffering. So the study on the cosmic system, the slideshow I'm showing you here, is actually from an earlier study we did about Christian suffering.
好，我们现在所谈的这个属世的系统呢，其实是在我们之前有提到的这个基督徒的苦难，好，这个系列里面就有提到过。
And the reason we related the subject of the cosmic system to Christian suffering is because if you don't understand the cosmic system, you will suffer.
为什么会在所谓基督徒的苦难中去谈到属世的系统呢？因为我们如果不理解这个属世系统的整个的状态的话，我们作为一个基督徒一定是会受到苦难的。
You know, one of the main principles in learning military doctrine is you have to know your enemy.
在我们学习的这种以军事化的一个思考来说的话，就是说你用军事化的术语来说，就是你必须要知道认识你的敌人。
All the greatest military generals in history would be aware of this concept, this principle. You have to know your enemy.
就是所有的在史上非常非常成功的这些大将军们，他们都有同样的理解，就是他非常理解他的敌人。
And never underestimate your enemy.
而且永远不要低估你的敌人。
Yeah. I don't know how many of you play chess, but I play chess online sometimes. And it's a really important principle because sometimes you think, oh, I'm beating this guy. And then he turns around and once you get complacent, you let your defenses down and then you get attacked and you lose.
而如果你会玩下棋的话，大概大就会理解，就是在整个下棋的过程中，你一直以为你在往前进，你是在进攻，结果后来最后呢，你的防守全部都没了，然后这就是你的敌人会把你给铲灭的时候了。
Satan is an invisible enemy.
而撒旦呢，正是一个看不见的仇敌。
And he's very subtle about how he enters into the world. how he puts this cosmic system in the world.
而他呢，却是非常非常一步一步的，哈，按部就班的，再把这个整个属世的计划给展开来。
Just to show how intelligent Satan is that he's the ruler of this world, but a majority of the people in the world don't even believe he exists.He's the ruler of this world, right? That's what Jesus.
而这就是为什么说撒旦实在是极为聪明，因为他基本上是整个这个世界属世世界的这个掌权管理者，但很多人却以为他根本不存在。
They did a survey. It's called the Barnard, B-A-R-N-A-R-D group, Barnard group in America. They do surveys among the Christians.
有一个在美国的一个机构哈，他们做了一个算是一个问卷调查。
So they try to survey the Christians to work out what is their thinking in terms of the biblical viewpoint and their political thinking and things like this.
他们想要了解哈这些基督徒他们的这个对于圣经的看法，还有对一些政治的看法。
And even among Christians, they found that less than 50% believe in the existence of Satan.
而他们在访问到基督徒的时候，他发现呢，只有大概50%以下，就不到50%的人相信有撒旦的存在。
So less than 50 believe in the existence of Satan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.And you know, the Bible tells us that Satan is a real person, but they, I don't know what they're thinking, but they think maybe he's just this concept that the writer's made up or something.
就说很奇怪的是圣经这么认真地告诉我们撒旦的存在了，可是基督徒们其实却把它当作是作者们自己所书写的一种想象出来的人物。
Okay, so you can see that whatever strategy he's using, it's working.
所以代表的是撒旦所用的不管是哪一种计谋它是成功的。
Okay, just go back to the original slide that we had about this. So we'll just read through these first few slides quickly. The first one is the cosmic system is Satan's modus operandi. Remember that means his way of operating for deceiving humanity.
好，我们先来再回顾一下这些 PPT 哈。第一个就是说，属世体系是撒旦用来欺骗人类，让人类拒绝神的存在的一些方法。
In order they deny the existence of God.
最主要是要让人类拒绝神的存在。
And Satan has many ways he can get people to deny the existence of God. For example, through we call pseudoscience, a fake science, that states things like we came from a big bang and that evolution are true, for example.
撒旦他欺骗我们说神是不存在的时候，他是有很多方法，比如说从很科学的方法，就是创造了一个所谓整个世界是经由大爆炸后才产生的。
As I mentioned on Sunday, science itself is always like it contradicts itself, and they never seem to get their facts right. They're always changing their facts.
事实上呢，科学常常都是有自相矛盾的，而且它一再不断的修正。
If you pick up a science book from 50 years ago, or even 20 years ago, it was today, many of the laws or their theories have changed.
就像50年前的科学的一些理论现在都已经完全改变了。
Okay, and remember, true science is based on observation. You observe something happening, and then you can actually make a law about what is happening.
要了解科学之所以存在是因为所有的科学都是经由观察而来，所以它从观察到的东西去创造了一些所谓的定律。
But these people, they make up these theories about what might have happened billions of years ago. They weren't there. They didn't see these things happening.
而很多现在的科学家呢，却在假设千万年前的事情，而他们那时候根本不存在，他们根本看不到，他们如何来观察呢？
All they can do is make up a theory about that.
他只能够去用一个假设性的方式去创造一个理论。
What happens over time is that theory then becomes what you call like a law, and then they teach it in science books to young children.
但是呢，这些理论却被当作是好像一个定律一样的，然后有教给了小朋友们这些捏造出来的一些理论。
And the children believe it because they think, well, I'm in the classroom and the teacher's teaching me and the teacher seems very intelligent and my textbook is a very nice textbook with all these beautiful pictures and obviously the world came from this big bang.
所以呢，小朋友们呢，他就想说，哦，我有这么聪明的老师啊，写在这么漂亮的教科书上，那这些事情啊，一定是真的。所以呢，这个世界就必然是从一个大爆炸里面产生的。
But those scientists were not there. They did not see this thing happening.
但是那些科学家在那个时候并没有存在啊！大爆炸，这如果真的有大爆炸，他们也不在。他们怎么？他们根本看不过，不曾看见过这些事情啊！
But God was there.
但是当世界产生的时候，上帝是在的。
Yeah, God saw it happening, and He put down in the Bible, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth."
神是看着这个宇宙产生的，然后他把它发生的过程写在了我们圣经上。
So who are you going to believe? You're going to believe God, or you're going to believe these science teachers?
所以呢，你应该信谁呢？要信上帝呢，还是要信这些科学老师们？
Anyway, it's just one way that Satan uses the cosmic system. See, that Big Bang theory, that's part of the cosmic system. He uses that to get people to deny the existence of God.
所以呢，撒旦他是在创造这个属世的世界，那包括这个大爆炸，都是属于属世世界的一个理论中的一环，让我们人类去否定神的存在。
Another concept from the cosmic system is that he'll get people to reject God's grace message of salvation. So these are people that have believed in God, but now they have to make that decision. Do we believe in God's grace or not? And even within the church, the Christian churches, many pastors, they don't understand the message of grace.
而甚至在很多的基督教的教会里，那些牧师他也不理解真正上帝的恩典是什么。
Very few pastors, I think, would teach what we call eternal security. And that's the concept when if you believe in Jesus Christ, all you need to do is make that one decision to believe, then that means that you're saved forever, regardless of what you do in your life.
永恒的保证就是只要你相信耶稣基督的存在。你相信了耶稣基督，你就会得到救赎。
But then you have some pastors, maybe they'll say, but if you believe in Jesus Christ, you need to show commitment to Jesus Christ. In other words, you need to change. Because if you haven't changed, or if you don't change, maybe you didn't believe in Jesus.
而但有些牧师却说呢，你必须要在信了耶稣基督之后，你还要有所改变。如果你没有改变，就代表你并没有真正的相信耶稣基督。
But the person saying, "Yeah, I really did believe in Jesus."
但那个人说，我真的相信耶稣基督啊。
But the pastor said, "But if you believe in Jesus, you have to change."
然后牧师说，如果你真的相信了耶稣基督，你就必须改变。
So why haven't you changed?
诶，那你为什么没改变？
See, he's putting conditions on God's grace.
所以他变成了是在设定一些条件，对于上帝的恩典设定了一些条件。
Okay, the pastor obviously he should know a lot more than the believer, and he can pick verses out of the Bible which support what he's saying.
而一个有经验的牧师，他是可以从圣经里面的拿各种经句来证明他所说的是对的。
But you can guarantee that if he's taking verses from the Bible that make it look like you're losing your salvation, he's taking those verses out of context, or he doesn't understand the true meaning of those verses.
所以呢，代表的这个牧师呢，他其实要证明你可能是会失去救恩的，即使你已经相信了耶稣基督， yeah. 但是这些都是他。等于是自己创造出来的条件。
So this pastor, he's been sucked into the cosmic system.
所以这个牧师他就等于是被这个属世事系统呢给困住了。
He's denying the true work of Jesus Christ on the cross.
他基本上是拒绝了，他是否认了耶稣基督上十字架为我们赎罪的所有的救恩的真正概念。
He's denying the message of verses like John 3:16.
他基本上是把约翰福音的第三章十六节的这个福音的讯息被他给否定了。
Yeah, or Acts 16:31.
还有呢，就是使徒行传的十六章三十一节也被他否定了。以弗所书的二章八至九节也被他否定了。
Okay, it's just a few verses, but these are just some examples of verses which teach very clearly you're saved by grace.
这刚刚讲的这几段经呢，都是经句呢，都是很清楚的、很明白的告诉我们说，我们得救是因着救恩。
If you have anybody tell you that you can lose your salvation, that means they don't understand grace and they're working as agents of the devil.
所以任何人如果告诉你说你是可能因为你的行为而失去你的救恩的话，那这个人就很明显的是不理解恩典的意义。也就成为了撒旦的代言人。
And also on the slide here, so we see that as part of Satan's modus operandi, he will get believers to reject the spiritual life for the believer in Christ.
所以呢，这就是撒旦呢，他的运作方法是要让基督徒呢拒绝属灵生命。
What that means is that Satan will do anything to try to get the believer from going into a Bible class.
撒旦一定会想办法不要让基督徒啊来上圣经课。
And he will do that by saying, look, here's this church over this, in this town over here, or this street over here, and everybody's very excited for Jesus Christ. Look at this church, and every Sunday they're dancing and screaming, and they're just screaming about how they love Jesus, and this church is on fire.Not literally on fire, but yeah, the people are just very enthusiastic.
So you're saying that Satan will promote that type of church?
Well, yeah.
所以呢，他很可能呢，撒旦会让我们很惊艳于某些教会每天非常每个礼拜天都非常火热的，有很多很多人来参与。
Now, I'm not going to judge that church, but the real purpose of a church is to teach the word of God.
我们并不是要去批评这样子的教会，但是我们必须要了解教会的存在的意义是要教导神的话语。
Okay, but you do have a lot of these churches, a lot of exciting things going on, even miracles happening. Every Sunday there's miracles and people speaking in tongues and things.
但是呢，这样子如果一个教会呢，每个礼拜天都是有各种的活动哦，非常热闹，然后呢又有各种的奇迹发生，然后大家全部都在讲这个方言。
Now just remember that screaming and singing and dancing and things like this, this is an emotional activity. It's not a spiritual activity.
但是我们要知道就是这种在教会里面的这种大喊大叫等等的这些行为大唱大跳它都不是
It's not a spiritual activity.
这不是属灵的活动
Even
这种是一种情感性的活动。
And why I say that is because even the unbelievers can dance and sing.
因为即使是非信徒，他一样可以唱唱跳跳。
You go to a nightclub on a Friday night and you have unbelievers and you know, they're taking drugs and getting drunk and they're singing and dancing.
就像在夜店里也是满满的唱唱跳跳的人。
Okay, now singing and dancing is fine, and actually the Bible says you should do this to the Lord, but you have to have that right attitude. If you're going to be singing and dancing to the Lord, your attitude needs to be correct.
唱唱跳跳其实不是坏事啊，但是神告诉我们说，我们要唱跳是在神的，为神的面而唱跳，但是这是一种敬拜的一个态度，那个你必须要有那种心理的态度状态。
Yeah, singing and dancing is a form of worship.
歌唱跳舞其实是一种正式的敬拜的形式。
But in a church, if these believers don't understand true worship, and I explained at the start of the lesson how true worship comes from understanding and knowing God, you can only worship with emotion.
就是如果我们在刚上课就有讲，就说真正的敬拜是因为你认识了神，所以你才有这种从心的专注的一个敬拜。那如果你是用的是一种情感情绪的这种敬拜，
yeah.
这不是我们要的。
You see that if you do go to some of these churches, and some people they might have been in that church, the brand new believer or even the unbelievers, they go to these Christian churches, and they're waving their hands around and they're singing and saying, "We love Jesus."
就是有的时候你会在一些教会里看到一些，即使是那种还不是信徒的人，他们也是在那边很开心的，在那边摇手晃脑的，在唱着"我爱耶稣，我爱基督"。
And again, you know, we can't judge these people. We don't know what's going on in their mind.
我们不能去评论他们是怎么样，因为我们不了解他们脑中的状态是什么。
But if a person has only been a believer for a very short time, you know, he really can't love Jesus. It takes years of learning about Jesus. Jesus and seeing him working in your life before you can really love him.
但是我们可以理解一个刚刚才信基督的人他是不太可能真正有多深刻的爱对耶稣基督因为他不认识他。一个对神的认识其实是经由多年耶稣基督在我们身上所做的才让我们越来越理解。
And the real test, of course, is if you love Jesus, you'll obey him.
而真正的要爱神的一个方式是因为是我们可以完全的顺服于神。
You can't obey God if you don't know his commands, and of course you can't know his commands if you haven't spent much time in Bible class.
如果你要顺服于神,你却不可能不知道他的命令。那你想要知道他的命令,你是必须要来上圣经课。
Okay, and again, a lot of people might say, well, you know, this church is great because there's a lot of miracles happening in the church.
那有一些人会讲说,啊,这个教会好棒,因为有非常多的奇迹在那边发生。
Now remember, miracles are not part of the spiritual life either.
但是我们要记得哦,奇迹并不是属灵的生活的一部分。
Yeah, miracles happen in other religions as well.
因为在所有的其他的宗教里也常常发生奇迹。
And miracles do not prove your love for God.
而奇迹不能够证明你对神的爱。
In fact, miracles are like you're trying to bypass, you're trying to sidetrack the plan of God by solving your problems through miracles rather than solving the problems through the Word of God.
其实呢，奇迹是在抄近路，走捷径来解决你生活或生命中面对的问题，但是实际上神是要教我们去运用神的话语来解决生活生命的问题。
And that's how Satan tried to tempt Jesus Christ in the desert. He said, well, you know, if you're hungry, you can solve your problem. Just do it my way. You turn the rocks into bread.
就像撒旦曾经在耶稣面前要引诱他犯罪，要引诱他去做他用奇迹来解决问题。撒旦跟耶稣说，你如果肚子饿了，就把这些石头变成面包不就好了。
Yeah, and he put on this attitude that he was feeling very sorry for Jesus. Oh, you poor man, you're so hungry out in the desert out here.
而且他还用了一种态度说，哦，你这可怜的人啊，你看你那么饿啊，在这样的这个沙漠上。
Yeah, and he said, you are the son of God. You can command these rocks to turn into bread.
而且撒旦还跟耶稣说，你是神的儿子耶，你饿了，你当然可以把石头变成面包来吃。
But in Matthew 4:4, chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus said, man cannot live by bread alone.
然后耶稣回答说，在马太福音的四章十四节说，人活着不是单靠食物。
But out of the words of God.
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话语。
Okay, and that's the spiritual life. What came out of the mouth of God? That's the word of God.
所以这才是属灵的生活，什么东西从神的口中说出来的这些。
Okay, so again, miracles are not part of the spiritual life.
所以奇迹并不是属灵的生活的一部分。
Okay, now you have to remember the principle that anything that the unbeliever can do is not the spiritual life.
我们要记得一件事情，凡是任何非信徒就可以做到的事情，那就绝对不是属灵生活的一部分。
Okay, for example, the unbeliever can sing and dance.
比如说，非信徒他们一样可以唱可以跳。
But the unbeliever cannot be filled with the Holy Spirit and worship God while he's singing and dancing.
但是，非信徒他是不能够圣灵充满的唱和跳。
Now, people might say giving money to the church is part of the spiritual life.
也许有人会跟你说，把钱给了教会，这是属灵生活的一部分。
Okay, but even the unbelievers can and they do give money to the church.
但实际上很多非信徒也一样把钱给了教会。
But when you give, remember you're supposed to give, and it doesn't have to be to the church, it can be giving to the orphans or to the widows or giving to another Christian organization. When you do give, it has to be with the attitude that you love God and you're doing it as part of God's grace. So when you do give, and it doesn't have to be to a church, you're giving, and this is even for charity, giving to the orphans, giving to the widows. It has to be done with the right attitude.
而你要做捐助，你可以不只是捐助给教会啊，你也可以捐助给那些孤儿院啊、老人院啊、医院啊等等的。如果你的心中是为了神、爱神而这样做，这就是一个正确的态度。
You see, the unbeliever cannot do that.
非信徒他是无法这样做的。
And again, what the unbeliever can do, and there's a lot of things the unbeliever can do. The unbeliever can perform miracles as well, you know, from Satan. So that's not part of the spiritual life.
所以非信徒是可以做很多事的，非信徒也一样可以创造奇迹啊。那这所以这些东西，奇迹真的不是所谓的属灵生活的一部分。
Okay, I'll go on to the next slide here. Okay, without the defense of doctrine in his soul, the believer will continue to be influenced by the cosmic system.
好，再看一下这个 PPT。信徒若没有由魂理的魂理教义而来的防御能力，就会在下列一个或多个领域中继续受到属世体系的影响。
Okay, remember, doctrine provides truth in your soul so that you don't get deceived. It's protecting your soul.
我们要知道呢，这些教义哈，圣经教义，它是放进我们的脑子里面之后，我们就可以变成一个防御系统，不被其他属世的系统所影响。
For example, you have moral degeneracy, which is religious reversionism, means going backwards from a religious viewpoint.And that, in other words, mean getting involved in religious works, but religious works that are meaningless. We call it religious reversionism, which actually means going backwards. Like, being a hypocrite, for example. A lot of religious people are hypocrites.
因为这边在讲的是由道德主义产生的堕落。
Okay, and we had here self-righteous arrogance.And thinking that you're this great person because of all the good deeds that you're doing.
在这个道德主义的堕落里面，第一个是讲的是那种宗教性，还有第二个是自以为公义的那种傲慢。
Again, we can go to the example of the Pharisees. They were very arrogant, but they thought that they were these righteous, very righteous people because of what they were doing themselves.
因为他们其实这些就像那法利赛人一样，他们都是满口的一些道德的说法，但实际上他们是为了他们自己个人的一些目的。
Okay, and we can take that application to modern times. You know, you might be working around a church, doing some what we call Christian service, and people can be praising you and say, "Oh, you're doing a great job for Jesus," and you know, God must be really happy with you.
就像有一些人呢，他们在这个教会里面呢做了一些事工，然后旁边的人就会赞美他说啊，上帝一定会非常开心。
You've been coming to church every day this week and helping around the church. That's it shows you must really love God.
你每天都来这个礼拜，每天都来教会帮忙，那你一定非常爱神。
Maybe they're not doing it because they love God, but because they love people saying to them, "You must love God." You know, they like the approbation.
有些人他呢就因此他不见得真正爱神，但他喜欢被别人这样称赞，他就拼命这样做。
Or they could be doing it because they have a lot of sins in their personal life and they're still hoping that God sees their good works and how hard they're working for Jesus that God won't punish them.
还有一种可能是他呢在他自己的人生里面他自己有非常多的罪，然后他希望靠做这些事工来让上帝来宽恕他。
It's like a kind of, we could call it a pseudo rebound or a false rebound. They recognize they're a sinner, but rather than naming their sins to God the Father, they think that, you know, they'll just do lots of work for Jesus and God will forgive them.
那这个呢，就我们称之为这个假的反弹。真的反弹是你要对神认罪。他不但不对神认罪，他反而以为他可以靠各种事工来减轻他的罪恶感。
Okay, or that they're looking for a bigger position in the church. You know, some people like the power of being a leader in a church.
那还有一些人呢，他甚至是想要在教会里得到更高的地位，所以他想要的是在教会里的那种影响力，而拼命的做这些事工。
That's what happened with Judas. If you remember, Judas, one of the disciples of Jesus, you know, he was always trying to please Jesus until he sold him out with 30 pieces of silver. But he was like the treasurer. He was looking after the money for their group.
而这个地方我们就要来提一下犹大，就是耶稣的十二个门徒中的犹大。他其实在之前，他出卖耶稣之前，他其实是他们这个小团队管钱的人哦。
Now Judas was a believer, but just like every other disciple, he had his sin nature patterns.
他其实犹大也是一个真正信神的人。好，他只是他跟其他的门徒一样，都有每一个人自己的个性上面的一些状态。
Okay. And his weakness obviously was money.
他的其实最大的弱点就是钱。
Yeah, and he was deceived into betraying Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. But yeah, it was really his sin nature.
而他最后是把耶稣用30块钱给卖了。
But actually, Judas didn't kill Jesus. He didn't even know that because of what he did, Jesus would be crucified. He had no idea.
而犹大他其实并没有杀耶稣，因为他根本不知道他这样出卖耶稣会造成耶稣后来最后被杀死。
Okay, but it showed that his love for money was greater than his worship for Jesus Christ.
但看得出来就是他对钱的爱是大于他对耶稣的爱。
And you do often read in the news, Christian news stories and stuff like that, how some person in the church has taken the money from the church and run away to another state or another country or something.
你也看常常会看到一些新闻，就说某些教会的人，他把教会的钱偷走了以后，就赶快逃走。
Okay, anyway, how much time? Less than 1 minute. So we're going to close down and we'll have 5 minutes, maybe.
好，我们休息五分钟再回来。
Okay.
我可以问一下吗？犹大的这个行为不就是，他如果这样子做，耶稣不就是不能成就神的旨意吗？
这是没错啊。If Judah didn't sell out Jesus, then Jesus couldn't be on the cross.
Oh, he would. The temple guards, they had an order out to find Jesus Christ, and they even knew where he was.
他们其实不用不需要犹大讲，他们就已经在找耶稣了。他怎么样都是会被抓的。
Yeah, and remember the deal that they made with Judah. All Judah had to do was kiss Jesus on the cheek, and that was to show the temple guards which one of the disciples he was.
他只是需要去亲吻耶稣，就让那些人知道哪一个是耶稣，但怎么样早早晚晚，他不出卖他，也是会找到谁是耶稣的、啊。
Yeah, if Judas hadn't done that, the temple guards they would have found some way to find out which one Jesus was. And Jesus himself, all they needed to do is say, "Which one is Jesus?" He would say, "That's me."
Yeah, 因为如果那些神殿的守卫士兵来要抓耶稣的时候，他们只要问说，哎，哪一个是耶稣？耶稣一定说是我啊，因为他也不会假装逃跑。
Remember when they're at the dinner, actually, Jesus said to Judas, whatever you have to do, do it quickly, go now. He knew Judas was going to go and do that.
Yeah. 耶稣说你要做什么赶快去做，他根本就知道他会出卖他了。
Yeah, because Jesus himself knew that either way, he had to go to the cross the next day.
但是不论怎么样，耶稣都晓得第二天他是会被钉十字架的。
So actually, if they hadn't come to Jesus, Jesus probably thought, I have to go to see them because my time has come.
就如果他们那些士兵没有来抓他的话，他搞不好自己都要说他要去找他们，因为他知道时间已经到了。